This is HDN.
And welcome to Monday. This is the Halifax Daily News. I'm Jamie Patterson, along with Lisa Blackburn.
And we didn't blow away in Arthur, hoping that all is well where you're at. The cleanup is well underway, and the city is already putting out some notices as to what to do with your property if you've got some post-Arthur mess to clean up.
And it's not a wet mess either.
No.
This is a strange one, isn't it? We got the wind side of things,
yeah.
But usually you get a bit of the water. But the thing was almost over. I looked outside, and the street was bone dry.
Mm-hmm.
It was a complete wind event.
Yeah, sent all of our rain up to New Brunswick, where they had, in some places, 140 millimeters of rain in one day.
That's when the trees start being pulled right out of the ground.
Yeah.
Here, they just branches breaking off, things like that.
Yeah, although there were some trees that were definitely lost in, well, West End Halifax in particular, the tree streets. As they are so named, your beaches and elms and in and around Klein Street area.
We're going to have to rename them now.
Seriously,
concrete,
yeah.
Cement,
asphalt. Yeah, city is saying, hey, listen, if you've got some wand debris, yeah, listen to me, some Arthur debris.
Well, no, actually, there still is some wand debris. Did we ever get the money from the federal government? I think we did early this year.
But not all of it. I think we still have some that
they still owe us for that cleanup.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And I'm not cleaning up my wand debris until I get that money from the feds.
But anyway, bundle up your branches and whatnot. They're going to be taking them with the green bin collection. No more than 10 bundles a week. And you can just sort of keep adding the bundles as necessary until it's all gone. Not too long. Just basically what you can carry in two arms and just bind it up with some twine so it doesn't fall out of the truck.
One thing I did notice is you can mulch a lot of the leaves very easily,
yeah.
Because it was so dry. It's not that disgusting mulchy mess. It just turns into dust.
But if you've got some big trees or downed branches or any issues that require the attention of city staff, just call 311 and they will take care of you.
And hopefully they'll be out just as promptly as they were with the snow bobcat damage that we have on our front lawn, which we still have. By the way, a guy did come along, as I mentioned. He shoveled some sand and gravel onto it and threw some seed at it.
Mm.
But that hasn't grown. It still looks like crap. So thank you, 311. Thank you, City of Halifax.
Thank you, Nova Scotia Power.
Whoa.
Unbeknownst to a lot of people, Saturday was actually Hug an NSP Lineman Day.
Yeah.
They were certainly run off their feet and then some. But a lot of rumblings that the computer systems at NSP weren't actually, they weren't working up to snuff. Anybody who tried to get on the Nova Scotia Power website for outage information were SOL for quite a few hours during the height of the storm on Saturday.
Yeah, both TV networks and everybody kept saying, well, it was because of overuse, so there are a lot of wait times, so you have to, you know, keep on trying. But evidently...
Well, we heard it was more than just overuse. I mean, the word that we heard was that the outage management system crashed along with the computer system that controls the actual grid itself. And at one point, NSP couldn't even tell the linemen where to go to make the repairs to get the power back on.
And they've been telling the linemen where to go for quite some time.
Yes, and a lot of them have been going to Calgary.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I have a feeling that we'll get some more information about that in the coming days.
We know of a lineman who I think if we bring him into the Beaver Bank bunker under cloak of darkness and alter his voice and do that kind of stuff, we could get the inside scoop as to what is going on there.
Mm. But of course, you know, after these storms, there are always little stories here, there, and everywhere that are fun to tell. There was the sign in Sackville, I think it was outside Farmer Clem's, used to read 40% off plants. Well, because of the wind, it now reads 4% off pants and other great deals.
See, when a storm hits, we just get crazy.
Arthur has a sense of humor.
And of course, speaking of sense of humor, a lot of people laughing at my frustration. We thought that it wasn't going to hit until later on Saturday, so we went to bed Friday night. And then got up really early Saturday when I heard the wind just howling outside. So thought, might as well move the lawn furniture and all the patio furniture and put them into the patio storage box there.
Mm-hmm. That we have on the front porch.
Yes. Opened it up and shoved in one of the two little dog beds that we have.
Yeah.
Went to get the other one, came back and saw that there was a bunch of stuff crawling on the dog bed. I thought it was flying ants or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was really strange. Of course, it was kind of gray because of all the clouds. And I looked again and I realized hornets all over the place inside of the box. And then realized that I had dislodged a large hornet's nest that they had somehow built inside our patio box. So I closed it and very quickly came inside and immediately went to wake up my loving and caring wife, who was
really thrilled to be awakened at 6:45 on a Saturday morning.
Much more concerned with wanting to get back to bed and telling me where to go than to coming downstairs and helping me with this crisis situation.
Well, there was no crisis. The box was closed. The hornets were inside. Problem solved.
I think they were probably hunkering down because they knew there was a storm there. Mm. Because I stood there for quite some time staring at the carnage that I had created by knocking their nest off. And they kind of looked back at me and said, you know, we would like to sting you, but there's kind of a thing going on out there.
But now we haven't reopened the patio box, so we don't know.
Pandora's box, as I like to call it. It's still closed.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the size of said hornet's nest has evolved. Like, it's ranged from everything from golf ball size to softball size to grapefruit size.
No, it's bigger than
that. I think now we've morphed into basketball size.
No, medicine ball. It's huge. It takes up the entire... If I recall correctly, it was the entire inside of that box.
Yes.
Do you know like the ant farms you used to get? Well, it was like a hornet farm, and it was just huge. I don't know. I haven't opened the thing yet. I went and got some of that spray. These guys, you know, they've been nice. Really, we haven't noticed any hornets on the porch. Haven't noticed, you know, usually see some indication that there's a nest nearby.
And I actually went last evening and sat on the porch and had some wine and with the boys. And before I went out there, I had a discussion with the patio box and we just sort of came to a mutual agreement that, you know, they weren't going to bug me. I wasn't going to bug them.
And on Friday, the neighbors came by. I just came back from the liquor store, bought some beer, plunked the beer right onto the box there.
Yes.
And that was our bar. Yep. And not a wasp or a hornet be seen. Nothing.
So really, we've learned to coexist. I don't even know why we have to go to the extent of the spray foam.
No, they're dead because they look creepy and they freak me out. And that's a death sentence in this house. So, I mean, did I tell you that thing? It was the size of a beach ball.
Oh, okay. We've gone to beach ball now, beach ball. Have we? Okay.
I think medicine ball, I might have been skipping a couple of, beach ball. Besides, nobody that wasn't around in the 1940s knows what a medicine ball is anyway. So, it's a beach ball. So that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. You might hear about it on the news. Mm-hmm. There might not be a podcast tomorrow because if I get stung even once, then...
You want to be hospitalized?
Catered to in traction with a mustard plaster. Mustard plasters and medicine balls. That's great. What we're going to call this podcast for no apparent reason. I don't know why I brought those two things up. Anything else that I can bring up from the 20s?
You're doing just fine, Grandpa.
So that was my little experience. Mm. And not really the best time to run into a hornet's nest, right? When you're, you know, trying to bring everything in with a hurricane. Ma, Annie M, it's a twister. And we got hornets. Oh, hell.
Here's
another reference to Wizard of Oz. Back to the 30s for that one.
Somebody else who had quite the adventure on the weekend is a little bird that was found down Yarmouth Way, a very rare bird. It's known as a black skimmer, and it's a little black and white bird. It's mostly black with white chest and orange feet, but the most predominant thing about this bird is its long, sharp beak. It's got a very long, pointed beak, about 10 centimeters, and the tip of the beak is black. The front end, closer to the face, is bright orange, and it was found on a beach in Yarmouth Saturday morning, a little dazed and confused.
Where's their natural habitat?
Well, normally, they're down Florida way, and they very rarely venture this far north, but they figure it got blown up with the hurricane. And
Arthur picked them up and...
Took them for a drive, yeah.
That must have been kind of frightening.
Well, you know, it's not unheard of. I mean, certainly when we had Hurricane Earl and Hurricane Wilma, there were certainly some rare birds that popped up along the shores. No word on where this bird ended up or whether it started a flight back home, but it's unfortunate that, you know, flying back to Florida or the Carolinas probably not going to be all that easy for this little fella. So hopefully he'll, just because they're not really big flyers. These guys tend to skim low over the water. And they keep
the name, the skimmer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, good luck, Godspeed, and have a safe journey home. Well, this past weekend was the end of an era. It was the last day in its original location for the Micmac Tavern. The Micmac Tavern is now closed and will be opening up in that new building that they just put up next door. No word on when, it just says opening soon next door. But boy, they came from far and wide for their last day open at the old Micmac Tavern. Have you been there in with any great regularity? Or
where is it?
On Waverly Road. We pass it every time we go to Shuby Park.
That's Monty's Show Bar.
It's just before Monty's Show Bar.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I know there are people who live and die by Micmac Tavern. That's like the place to go.
Well, not if people are living and dying by there. No wonder it's closing.
Well, no, they live and die by the food. They just say
they
it's
die
the
by the food. No wonder it's closing.
Well, it's not closing for good. It's just opening up next door. But it's the
hopefully
last.
They'll have less people dying from their food.
But it's in this iconic location. It's been there since Christ was a cowboy.
By the way, if you want your business advertised on the podcast, we can do just as good of a job. Just give us all the details, and we'll put a spin on it to make it sound like you're killing people.
They're known for their steak and lobster specials.
Sure they are. People live and die by their steak and lobster specials.
Anyway, we'll let you know when it's opening up in its new location.
Jamie Patterson is 20 years old today.
Okay.
I don't know which Jamie Patterson this is. Let me check. I'm friends with all Jamie Pattersons
on
Facebook. And they all listen to the podcast,
okay,
too. At least they say they do. And Jamie Patterson, 24 years old, turned at his birthday yesterday.
Okay.
Also yesterday, Michael Boyd, big-time listener to
Mike.
The podcast. Happy birthday to you. And Terry Lynn Polgard and Graham Saywell both have a big birthday today.
Excellent.
So happy birthday to you. And if it was your birthday or it is your birthday today, and we didn't wish you a happy birthday, that means you have to change your notifications or your privacy settings. Or maybe you haven't liked us on Facebook yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we just don't like you. It could be any of those options, but yeah, definitely like us on Facebook, and that's going to be a new feature. We're going to be talking about which of our friends has a birthday.
Oh, cool. Speaking of...
cool. You seem so thrilled. Any of your friends have birthdays?
Not to my knowledge. I haven't looked lately.
Oh, Chris Reed as well.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Chris Reed. 24 years old today.
Cool. How come you're friends with all these 20-year-olds? Should I be
20
concerned?
20-year-old girls. Yeah. No, they all listen to the podcast.
Wicked.
Yeah, we're big with the 20-year-old crowd.
I want to say a big thank you to podcast listener Stephen Burke. Sent us some pie.
That was probably, seriously, this has to be hands down the best pecan pie I've ever had. Stephen, incredible. And if any listeners want to send us stuff, we will eat it up happily.
And finally, I think I've got a nomination for Douchebag of the Day.
Oh, okay. Of the Week. We're not going to the day yet.
Douchebag of the Week. A man chases ambulance attendant with knife while being treated. Guess this came into us via the Daily Cop Report.
Mm-hmm.
Guy is being treated by paramedics at his home in Dartmouth on early Sunday morning. He's unconscious. He comes to as a little displeased to have these paramedics in his apartment, so he gets a little unruly and pulls a knife and then starts chasing said paramedic around his apartment. Paramedic had to call the cops to come and calm him down, take him into custody, and he'll be making a court appearance shortly. But hey, we don't need a judge and jury to convict him. We can already call him
Douchebag
of the Week.
When was the last hurricane that we had, like, on a Wednesday? It's always sometime during the, I mean, I think Juan was...
That was a Sunday night into Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's always on the weekends.
Yeah.
Mother Nature, she's trying to screw with our weekends here.
Well, I don't know. Hurricane Donnie is coming in tomorrow. We've got Donnie Jenkins, Constable Don Jenkins, coming in to sort of chat about what's on the minds of folks over at Halifax Regional Police, and perhaps we'll tap into his expertise to get the final answer on the Armdale Rotary.
I think he just chases criminals, though. I don't think he's like a traffic cop, per se. He's probably gone around the Armdale Rotary at a high rate of speed.
High rate of speed, yeah.
Chasing chasing people, but perps, as they call them. But I don't think he, well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
We'll throw that question his way, because I've tried to get out of some tickets, and he just goes, nope, not my jurisdiction. So all that and more on Tuesday's Halifax Daily News.
Yes, if the WASPs allow it. Until then.